Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, it's nice to be able to report that the local share market's going to get off to a pretty solid start this morning. The futures are saying the ASX 200 will be up by around 0.7% when we get underway, reflecting the manner in which SPY futures closed, which was essentially around the highs of the session. So in the context of what we saw in the Northern Hemisphere, it was a pretty constructive session, given the fact that preceding days had really been marked by quite a bit of volatility, probably a little more so where the European stocks were concerned. So in Frankfurt, the German DAX finished up by around 0.75%. As early as yesterday, we had that market down by around 1.2% at its lowest ebb. So it managed to, it's been recovering over the course of the last couple of sessions. So that is good news. Financial stocks tended to be underperformers in the European sphere. So that's something to bear in mind, particularly in the context of what we saw on Wall Street with JP Morgan. But we'll get to that in a moment. US stocks, they had to unpack quite a lot of information over the course of their trading day, ranging from earnings numbers, economic news in the form of inflation figures, and indeed an update from the Fed in the form of their most recent minutes. So to see the S&P 500 finish with a gain of around 0.3% at the end of the session, that was a pretty good outcome. The Dow was just in negative territory. The NASDAQ was the most improved, with that index up by around 0.7%. So what we saw before the opening bell, a couple of profit results marking the beginning of the company reporting season in the United States, a bit of a divergence between two giant financial names in the form of JP Morgan, whose shares finished down by the most part of 3%. But on the other hand, we had BlackRock shares up by around 4%. So the difference being, you know, BlackRock is an immense organization delivering financial products with a global footprint. They really spoke to some important needs that were met on the part of analysts, and the stock did quite well. With JP Morgan, a slightly different outlook was turning around consumer demand for credit, and that was one of the reasons why sellers took to the stock, given the fact that over the course of recent weeks it's made some reasonable inroads in terms of gaining ground with its share price. So down by around 2.6%, which is probably a little bit unfair in terms of the overall quality of the result, which was quite good. Elsewhere, as far as economic news is concerned, so this is quite an important piece of news. The CPI figures were hotter than expected. When you look at the headline rate of inflation, it's essentially at its highest level since the GFC. And more significantly, this is now moving into a time frame where we have seen persistently high rates of inflation. And that flies in the face of the narrative that you're hearing from central banks, or have heard for some time, that this will be a transitory issue. There's every indication that higher inflation is at risk of hanging around longer than expected. And that is the sort of information that we're getting anecdotally from companies as well. You heard that in the form of the commentary from Delta Airlines, that the higher energy prices at the moment are going to be a headwind for corporate earnings. And that's part of the reason why that stock was down by 5% overnight. So this is an issue that is not going away. And it'll certainly come home to roost as far as earnings numbers are concerned over the course of not just this quarter, but coming quarters as well. So that's an important consideration for investors. So in the context of those inflationary numbers, what we tended to see is long-term interest rates drop a little bit, but short-term interest rates rose. And that is a flattening of the yield curve, which is generally an indication that growth is going to moderate over the course of the medium term. So that is another issue that the markets managed to navigate this session, at least. It's just a question of whether or not they can stomach that over the course of the next little while. But the other important consideration last night were the minutes that were released by the US Federal Reserve from their last policy setting meeting. And what we heard here is that there's every chance that the US Fed could start adjusting their bond purchases, meaning pulling back on their government bond purchases as early as November. So that has been a consistent refrain if you've been paying attention to the Fed and its speakers in recent times. The chairman has said that, the vice chairman said that as early as yesterday. You've seen it confirmed in the minutes more or less overnight. So there's every reason to believe that come November, the US Fed is going to start pulling back on its bond purchases. You can put that into the context of these higher rates of inflation, these energy prices in particular. It would certainly be the right thing to start doing, is to pull back on the bond purchases so that you're not overcooking asset markets. So that is something that you can pretty much take in your stride now, given what we've heard from the Fed over the course of the last couple of days. So bottom line, a pretty big day for the US markets, holding up well. Now it's just a question of whether or not they can do that over the course of the next couple of sessions. The price action will be quite important. As far as the local experience is concerned today, in the early part of trade, even though the SPY futures are telling us that we'll kick off with a gain of around 0.7%, you might actually see a little bit of a moderation in anticipation of 11:30 when the employment figures for September come out. So these numbers could be a real anvil in terms of how the jobs numbers fall. We could see around 100,000 jobs shed from the economy over the course of September, the unemployment rate rising from around 4.5 to 4.8%. And this will reasonably signal perhaps the depths of the nadir when it comes to employment in the last couple of months. The markets will very likely look through this. They won't necessarily be hampered by it, because the sense will be that the economy is now opening up. This is historical information. The employment outcomes are going to be much better from here on in. So that will be likely be the reasoning that you'll see from the market. So don't be surprised if you actually see the stock market actually carry on and do reasonably well under the circumstances. So the Aussie dollar's gathered a bit of pace overnight, so it's trading back to around 73.8 US cents, mainly at the hands of a weaker US dollar.